This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Some fun. Predicting we'll have some fun anyway. That's the idea. At least some of the idea. Information is king. Facts are great. And then we go from... it's all downhill from there. This is the DJV program.
Jennifer, you're optimistic.
Thank you very much. Jennifer had her birthday celebration yesterday, and apparently she's still celebrating, so we'll move into the Victoria Zone. Victoria Keelan is here, Kara Schillen, Doug Stiffen. So, Victoria, would you please do the honors?
Oh, man. I don't know that I really want the honors of this story, but it's something that everyone's talking about, and it's only going to get worse. It is taxes. And I don't know if you've seen anything, Doug, online so far, but there's a growing number of people who are very, very upset that they filed their taxes early this year, which people who tend to expect a refund will often file in late January or early February, yeah, as soon as all of their W-2 paperwork becomes available. So those people have done as they normally do. They've filed their taxes early, expecting their refund, and it turns out millions of people so far who have filed are actually owing taxes this year and not getting the refund that they anticipated. So there are lots and lots of angry tweets going around, and a lot of them have gone viral. A lot of people, most of them are essentially blaming this new tax plan that was touted as being great and everyone's going to get more of a refund. And it turns out that the people in the highest tax bracket will get more refunds and have less of a tax burden. But it looks like the middle classes are kind of getting stuck here. Some of the examples of the tweets, one person tweeted that she's paying $5,000 more in taxes in 2018 than she did in 2017. And so lots of families are saying that this is income, essentially income for them, that they count on their refund. Another guy tweeted that he got $400 less than last year. Someone else said he owes $4,000 more than the year before. And these are people who are all saying that none of their income has changed, their withholding status has not changed, and no, you know, marital status is the same. So you would expect that you would get around the same refund, and apparently a lot of people just are very, very upset by this. One Republican who said he voted for Donald Trump, and this is something that Chuck Schumer's never heard, but apparently this guy tweeted at Chuck Schumer, "Well, I guess you were right about taxes going up. I'm a Republican, and I was wrong big time. If it doesn't change, I'm not voting for him again. All my buddies are really mad that they voted for him now because they're in the same tax boat." So, I don't know. I'm going to be absolutely livid on Monday when we meet with our accountant if we don't get a refund. If we end up owing taxes and everything is exactly the same as it was last year, I'm going to be another one of these angry tweeters, because this is just not the deal that people were sold at all.
You want to lose an election? Raise taxes. The best way.
Well,
to
the
lose.
Worst is it's lie. Tell people that you're getting a tax break, and now people are finding out from their accountant, you actually owe money. That's crazy. That's crazy.
I'm wondering about the people that we're talking about here, the initial filers who do it on their own, who do not use a tax attorney or a tax accountant or somebody, a CPA who knows or has a program that digs into all of the variable things. And there are more changes this year, 60, 70, 80 pages. Remember we went through some of the documents? I read some of the pieces.
600 changes.
New, 600 changes, yeah.
Yeah, right. Or more, actually. Could even be more than that.
Yeah.
So it's crazy.
The nuance of this stuff, I'm not an apologist for anybody, but I will bet that most of the people who suppose it's like the other things that get voted on by Congress, okay, we'll vote the bill and we'll fix it later. So in this circumstance, this is something, again, that was done without a lot of people. Okay, good. This is tax breaks. Vote for that. It's good. Constituents will love it.
I think it's
going to bite them in the butt.
Yeah, and didn't it get lumped in with something else? And I don't remember exactly what it was. But the interesting thing here is when you go along, like where the bean counting nerds, they go along with the Government Accountability Office. I didn't even know that was a thing. It's called the GAO. Never heard of it.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. That's big. That's a big.
Okay. Well, I had not heard that. No.
Remember I told you, hold on just a second. I'll give you an example of when we talk about it. When I say that the budget for the Pentagon or the Defense Department is $707 billion. But according to the GAO, the Government Accounting Office, that is the government itself, when it looks at the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse in the Defense Department, which is where it's really the worst, there are other departments, most of them are full of waste and corruption and abuse, but for $486 billion, that's the real value of the money being spent. That is, there are over $200 billion wasted, fraud, abuse. We can't find the tank. We don't know where the airplane is. We're not sure where the guns went. All of that stuff, plus the way that they bid
contracts.
So they
oversee that stuff.
They oversee government spending. That's what the Government Accounting Office
is. Got it. Okay, so I did not know that, and I think that I'm probably in the norm that most people don't pay that much attention to what the Government Accountability Office does. So it turns out one of these in looking at all of this stuff that's happening virally with angry people, there are a lot of economists who are saying, hey, this was all explained in perfect detail in a Government Accountability Office report last summer. However, it turns out, like me, either you've never heard of it or you don't read their reports. And it turns out what happened is, in this new tax plan, people saw a little bit less money being taken out of their actual paychecks. And so everyone right away, last summer when everyone was saying, oh, let's, spend more and, all this other stuff. Okay, well, the problem is, the way that the Treasury Department actually tweaked that withholding is that they didn't, I guess in the Government Accountability Office, they spelled it out, that you're going to have less taken out of your paycheck, but you're going to either owe or you're going to get less of a refund when you file. That was not, let's be honest. That was not part of the selling point of this tax plan that everybody went nuts over. And now this is what's happening when people are realizing what really is going on. It's not necessary. You didn't actually get a tax break. You just have less money that was withheld from your taxes, which is actually below the threshold of what you should be withholding. And now it's coming back to bite you. And now you're getting bitten twice, basically. So if you are withholding at the highest level, you will probably be okay. But if you are withholding at like just the bare minimum, you're probably going to owe.
Yeah. And back to keeping an eye on your own business, because it is just that. It's your business. Pay attention. Hopefully you know what's in your bank account. The amount of money that you write when you write a check. You know what the amount is. Being responsible in the barest, most minimal way for your own financial security is your job. It's like your health. Your health and well-being is not somebody else's job. It's yours, your business to know what's going on in your body. Keep it healthy. Same thing goes for your economic health. Know what's going on in your world or pay the consequences. Now, is it fair? Is it right? Is it just? No. None of this stuff is. The tax system itself is built on screwing people and has been way long before this administration. The last one, when the income tax was first introduced in 1913 or 14, it was introduced to pay for World War I. They didn't have enough money in the Treasury, so they had to figure out another way of getting at it. The income tax has many people have maintained over the years that it is unconstitutional, and they made great cases for it, except that because it ran out, it was only supposed to be for World War I. That's it. It was over after that, but yet they had all that money. Okay, let's keep doing it. And so nobody really changed the reality of what's in the law. Well, there have been changes to the law, but not one that brings it out of that focus. But because judges and lawyers and people in the government know that if you allow people there used to be. There have been over the years since I've been on the radio, there have been three or four people who are kind of kooky that stood up to the government and said, we don't have to pay taxes, you don't have to pay taxes, here's why it's unconstitutional. And they made great sense, and I've had lawyers look at it and say, yep, that's what the law says, that's what the Constitution says. But because of the collusion between government, the law, the executive branch, and legislative branch, and the judicial branch, these people all go to jail. The judges, they all, the federal courts take you into court, and the U.S. attorney will charge you with income tax evasion
So is there an actual law written on the books somewhere that everyone who is a citizen must pay taxes?
No.
That's really interesting. Not. But you're right. So all the collusion basically is just intimidating everybody into following along.
And the other side of that is, frankly, that the system itself is inherently unfair. And it isn't unfair for the reason you think. The people who are in the top 2% pay 50% of the taxes, which in looking at it, the other people on the other side say, well, we got to tax them some more. The way it would be fairest is to pay into the kitty according to what you spend, according to what you actually have. So if there was no the income tax itself is inherently screwy. Now, we spend $6-7 billion a year monitoring it, whereas if you had a sales tax like other countries have, there are many countries that have, well, they started out with just a sales tax and then they had income taxes. They just keep adding taxes upon taxes. Pretty soon there's no money to spend to keep the economy going, and that burp, that hiccup, will slow down everything until somebody figures out, whoops, we better redo this because country's going to fall apart. A tax on what you spend, other than food and clothing, is the most appropriate way to handle. Let's say you go buy a new lawnmower, and the price of the lawnmower is $100, so you pay an extra $10, and that's all you have to pay. You never pay income tax. You pay at the point of purchase. I think that's the much more fair way of handling this. And like a lot of other things, I'm the only one who apparently thinks that.
I think that's pretty reasonable, though. I bet a lot of people would agree with that.
Yeah, well, they would, except they don't pay attention, as you've just suggested.
Well, no one runs on it, I think, as a platform.
Well, that's all. Well, some people have, but they get soundly defeated by the people who want to keep the system as it is, because it's control, it's power, it's keeping you in check. What you can spend, what you have, that's all part of the government's overview of controlling. This country's not as free as you think it is. Food for thought. Okay, let's have you think about something else. I want to tell you about Life Change Tea for a moment or two. It's a game changer for me and for you and for everybody else. Victoria is a great example. She started drinking Life Change Tea, and she feels great. I feel great. It's sort of an energy thing as much as anything else. Cleaning out your body does keep you from having parasites and things in it that suck away your energy. It stands to reason if they're sucking away from the value of the food that you get, the quality of your life is going to be pretty low. Life Change Tea is a proprietary herbal formula, a gentle daily cleanse, which is designed to rid your body of toxins, your body of molds, parasites, bacteria, all that yucky stuff. Food, not the same today as it was when we were kids, when it was minimally processed, didn't have any pesticides. So today, there isn't the same kind of nourishment for your body with GMOs and pesticides and all that stuff. So my suggestion is that you go to GetTheTea.com. Do it right now while you're thinking about it. GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and it'll get shipped without cost. Get ready for more energy. You'll drink it every day, and you'll like it. I know you will. It's not like you will like it, but you will like it. Can't get it in stores. Got to go online to GetTheTea.com. It's worth the effort to GetTheTea.com. Get Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV for free shipping. I think you're going to be very happy with the results. All right, that's it. Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. 21 after the hour on the DJV program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Sing it out loud.
Sing it out loud.
Sing it in your bed. Sing it like you're proud.
One of the most entertaining musicians around today, I think, is Van Morrison. So let's shake out a little of his love and a little of his music here as we spend the next few minutes focused on music that we all, well, we talk about music for everybody here in this portion of the DJV show. So let's see what Victoria, Kara, and Doug have for thoughts about Van Morrison's expanded Healing Game reissue. He's going to release a deluxe edition of this album, Healing Game. Came from 1997. It'll expand the whole thing has more outtakes in it, tracks that weren't in the first one, and a live concert. It's coming out on the 22nd of next month. The deluxe edition of the Healing Game will be available in three CD and digital formats with a single LP reissue of the original album. It'll come out at the same time. It's kind of cool. I have a couple of Van Morrison albums and tapes and stuff around, but I don't have an 8-track anymore, so it's hard to...
I don't think anyone does.
Oh, I thought you'd be surprised. You wouldn't be surprised if I did have an 8-track. Anyway,
somewhere, maybe in an old car.
Probably upstairs, yeah, in the attic. So as a preview of the deluxe version, Van released one of the bonus tracks, a live version of the album's title song recorded at the Montreux Jazz Festival back in July of 97. He says the song's about when people used to sing on the streets, came from America, where they had all the doo-wop groups. That's the general idea of the song. You've never really moved from that position. You took a lot of detours, but you're still back on the corner. He is, too, I'm betting. That's very much. He's an Irishman, but he loves America. And I think he has a home here as well as living in... He has a home in England and a home in Ireland. In addition to the first version of the album, which has 10 Morrison originals, The Healing Game features more than 30 extras, all recorded in the mid-90s, many of them previously not issued at all, a couple of alternate versions of songs that appeared on the final album, live version of the Morrison classic St. Dominic's Preview, duets with John Lee Hooker. He loves, or loved, I think John Lee Hooker did. He loved John Lee Hooker. John Lee Hooker would always be with him when he was performing live. He also had a great relationship with Carl Perkins, and he's on this. Morrison's full 97 Montreux Jazz Festival set where he performed covers of songs. He loved Ray Charles and Sylvester Stallone. Not Sylvester, Sly Stallone. See, good, Doug. Sly Stone. Yeah, it is a little different. So the Healing Game will come out on the heels of a busy period for him. Released a couple of new studio albums in 2017 and 18. Currently on tour performing at L.A.'s Wiltern and Las Vegas Coliseum. This week he's in the Wiltern?
Yep.
Ah.
I don't know what date. I could look it up specifically, but I know.
Yeah, if it's this weekend, I'll go see him. The Wiltern is on the corner of Western and Wiltshire. That's why it's called the Wiltern. And it's in the heavily black district of Los Angeles. The last time I went there was to see the OJs. I was literally the only white person in the theater. It was it was a great concert, and I was a lot of fun to be there. But there were 5,400 people in that theater. I was the only white guy in the whole place. But that wouldn't be the case for Van Morrison, although the blacks really like his music as well. He's going to go back to London and be performing in Chicago later this spring, the jazz festival. I think we talked about that, right? He was going to be at the jazz festival.
Oh, yeah, but he's a jazz fest, yep.
Yeah. He loves he understands pop music, and some of this song, crack this up, Gary. This is the song that he plays when he asks the audience, have you been healed tonight? He loves this kind of stuff, and always has a great trumpeter in the band. So, anyway, that's the story, the latest on Van the Man Morrison. With the expanded Healing Game reissue coming up. That's for you at 28 past the hour. DJV time.
Under the Hood. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. If you look under the hood of a race car, you'll see components and parts that make up an extremely powerful engine. If you look into the head of a human, you'll see a brain that built that powerful race car engine. Under the hood of our skulls is a 3-pound universe whose imagination has no limits, no boundaries. And then, somewhere along the way, we allow others to influence us to impose limits on our boundless minds. But why? Or perhaps more importantly, what can we do about it? Quite frankly, we can unfetter whatever ties us to the belief that we have limits. In fact, for you, right here and now, is the time and place to step back and recognize the power that's under your proverbial hood. Your mind has no limits. For more on inspiration and motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at officedepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour. So you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. And now save big at the Buy 2, Get 1 Free event. That's Buy 2, Get 1 Free at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 9th, 2019.
You started a DIY project at home. Then you realize convenience isn't always easy. The why in DIY doesn't mean why is this so hard. At ADT, we DIFY, do it for you. We customize and install a secure smart home that you control from the palm of your hand or the sound of your voice. Smart security, designed and installed just for you with ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Losing patience, President Trump is slamming upcoming investigations planned by U.S. House Democrats into him and into his family, saying at the White House yesterday,
"It's called presidential harassment, and it's unfortunate, and it really does hurt our country."
And Trump says of the Democrat who heads the House Intelligence Committee, California's Adam Schiff,
"He's just a political hack who's trying to build a name for himself."
The U.S. Senate Judiciary panel is to vote today on William Barr's nomination to be the next Attorney General. The Republican-led panel expected to send that nomination to the full Senate for a confirmation vote soon. Rocker Ozzy Osbourne hospitalized today with complications from the flu. Rocker's Aerosmith will be getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame a week from today. And this is USA Radio News.
Make your tax refund go further at Lumber Liquidators President's Day Flooring Sale. Get waterproof flooring up to 40% off. All laminate on sale up to 40% off. Even new AquaSeal water-resistant styles. Or get premium Bellawood solid hardwood from only $369. And let our installation team do the work for you. With special financing and our best price guarantee, you get a quality floor at the best value. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a location near you.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it worked.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath. Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Your promotion to chairperson.
Right now, during Staples Chair Event, you can save up to 40% on a huge selection of chairs for your home or office.
Up to 40% off chairs fit for a boss. Like this week, the Staples Merit Desk Chair is just $99.99. You save $70.
So, congratulations on being named Chairman of Great Deals.
Save up to 40% during the Chair Event. Right now at Staples, where there's a whole lot in store.
And $2.99 while supplies last.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Into the day, that's good. Today is Thursday, February 7th, so we've completed one full cycle, one full week, 7 days into the month of February. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is here. Jennifer is not. She had her birthday party last night, and
I hope she slept it. That well, she is sleeping now. I hope she's sleeping, and I hope she has just a little bit of a hangover, because that means she had a good time. Just a touch of a hangover.
A little touch. Okay. Some people in the news today. Ruth Bader Ginsburg has made her first public appearance in many weeks.
RBG.
The subject of speculation. A lot of people like her. I'm one of them. Victoria is an interesting lady. Surprise attendee at a concert about her life, marking her first public appearance since undergoing that cancer surgery back in December. She's 85 years old. She attended a production of the notorious RBG in song, which was being performed by her daughter-in-law, Patrice Michaels. The show is based on the album of the same name, which Michaels and her husband, James Ginsburg, released last July. Performance took place at the National Museum of Women in Washington. Late last year, she had two cancerous growths removed from her left lung, you'll remember. Following the operation, doctors said they found no evidence of any remaining disease in her lung or anywhere else.
What a freak thing. She fell and cracked her ribs, and that's how they found the cancer in the lungs when they did the chest x-ray.
There you go. It's
lucky.
She's I think that the song, the notorious RBG and song, the film on the basis of sex, which is about her early career, and then the I'd be interested to see how it does at the Oscars, because it was a good movie. She
On the basis of sex was not, that'll be in next year's cycle for awards, but RBG, the documentary, is up for Best Documentary and Best Original Song, and that's
really?
The song
sure?
that, yeah, I'm
no,
positive.
Not, really. Oh,
RBG is the documentary that's nominated. That came out at the beginning of last year, which is absolutely fabulous, and it's not political at all, and it's American history, it's the American judicial system, it's so interesting. Her friendship with Antonin Scalia is a big part of it. It's really, really wonderful. I absolutely loved that documentary. And the best song for that went to that documentary, which I guess was in the credits, I don't really remember it, but that's Diane Warren's song, I'll Fight, and that's going to be sung by Jennifer Hudson at the Oscars.
The Oscars. Yeah,
so,
right.
we've got a little of that, but yeah.
Tyra Banks in the news today, another name launching a theme park and entertainment experience. It's called Model Land. 21,000 square foot attraction in Santa Monica. The new world of storytelling and adventure in a grand, fantastical, physical place. Now, I'm trying to figure out where the heck this is. It's got to be inside a building. I'm going to look around this weekend and find out where it is. Because I can't think of any place in Santa Monica where there's 21,000 square feet that isn't being used.
Hmm.
So that'll be an interesting. Yeah, let's figure that out. All right, I'll report back on Monday.
Well, I would love to have you go to Tyra's Model Land, because this is, last night I saw this on social media and it's gone trending. It's amazing how many people are just so intrigued by this. Right. They can't wait to see what the heck Tyra is doing with her own theme park.
I'll go, my son will have the straight scoop on it.
Yes.
So I'll get back to you on Monday on that. Another name in the news is Michelle Carter. This is the lady who pressed her boyfriend to commit suicide. Remember, that was a couple of years ago?
This is in Massachusetts.
Yeah, it was. Supreme Court yesterday here upheld the involuntary manslaughter conviction of Ms. Carter. She served 15 months in prison for the conviction. The evidence against the defendant proved that by her wanton or reckless conduct, she caused the victim's death. That's the opinion that came out yesterday here in Massachusetts. The situation, if you don't remember, it's 17-year-old Michelle Carter in July of 2014 encouraged her then 18-year-old boyfriend, Conrad Roy, to kill himself through a series of phone calls and text exchanges. He was suffering from depression, communicated to Ms. Carter that he wanted to go back on his suicide plan. That is, he didn't want to do it, but she told him to go ahead. So he killed himself on July 13th, 2014, attached a hose to his portable generator and filled his pickup truck with carbon monoxide. She was on the phone with him as he was taking his life. And then
she's
authorities,
a psychopath.
She is a crazy man.
And
putting
she never
her
called
in jail,
the police.
No. She's a
she
psycho.
Never told anybody. Yeah.
She should be committed for the
psychopath.
Rest of her life. She should not be in public at all. Anywhere.
Yeah. I know. 15 months in jail, that's nothing compared to his life is gone because she basically
pushed him into it.
Yeah. I mean, that's essentially.
And George, he's a weak mind.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
But he was
all right.
So sad. Just the vulnerability of someone that young, you know?
Yeah. Well, somebody else is sophisticatedly It's interesting. I would like to know more about her home life. I see stuff like this, even if it happens in my own neighborhood, my own neck of the woods, I avoid it because it's so disgusting for me and doesn't enhance my life at all. So people saying, now, why'd you tell the story? Well, because it's something a lot of people are talking about. As is the fact that today we celebrate National Fettuccine Alfredo Day. Alfredo is made with that flat-cut egg noodle. Noodles are tossed with buttercream and Parmesan cheese. Melts in your mouth, not in your hands. Is enhanced oftentimes at restaurants and at home with vegetables, chicken, seafood. Fettuccine with butter and Parmesan first mentioned in a 15th century cookbook. It was till 1908 that Fettuccine Alfredo was actually created. And it was done by Alfredo Di Lolello. Made it for his wife, Ines, after she gave birth to their son to try to help her get her appetite back. The original dish was made of rich butter, three kinds of flour, and Parmesan Reggiano. Is that it? I don't know what that is.
Parmesan Reggiano.
Okay, thank you. So Mr. DiLello opened a restaurant in 1914 under his first name and served the pasta dish, so therefore it became, you got it, Fettuccine Alfredo. And Douglas Fairbanks, the actor with his wife Mary Pickford, ate it at this restaurant on a number of occasions during their honeymoon in 1927. And so the news media heard about the story, spread it all around the world. Within a year, a recipe for Fettuccine Alfredo appeared in an American cookbook. He sold his restaurant in 1943, opened a new restaurant with his son at a new location in Rome in 1950. It began to attract a lot of attention, became a go-to place for Americans traveling abroad in the 50s. They all wanted to sample Fettuccine Alfredo. And by the mid-60s, it became a staple in most Italian-American restaurants. You can get it now anywhere, everywhere. Heavy cream, lots of butter, lots of fat. You get fat, but you enjoy it. It's good.
It's a little too rich for me. I love pasta.
I don't like
that.
I actually,
I was going to say the same thing. It always sounds good, and then I go to eat it, and I feel like I'm going to die about three bites in.
Yeah.
All right, some sports news, ladies. Rob Gronkowski. Gronk! Apparently not as tough as people think he is. A video of Tom Brady posted to his Instagram account shows that Gronk actually has a super cutesy nickname in certain circles, enough to melt anybody's heart. There's a clip of Brady holding his daughter Vivian, who's six, while on top of a duck tour in Boston, as Gronkowski looks out and shouts, "Hi, Viv!" in response to the girls waving, yelling, "Hi, Gronky!" So apparently Gronky is what he's called, Gronky. Is he still around? He's only 29, right? Is he the second most popular player on the Patriots, do you think?
Well, Julian Edelman as the MVP this year MVP, in the Super Bowl. I would say those three are probably the biggest names and definitely fan favorites. Is Gronk retiring? I know he keeps threatening that every year.
Yeah, he likes the attention. He's a lot of fun, so they'll talk him into staying around. He brings people to the seats.
He's also a good player. He had a total, clutch play in the Super Bowl. So
he's a clutch player, I think, in any number of ways. All right, we are 1 week away from the catchers and pitchers reporting for spring training, and 2.5 weeks away from the players in general. By the last week of February, last weekend of February, you'll hear some of the first games of what they call the Grapefruit League or preseason. Major League Baseball and the Players Union discussing major rule changes that will impact the league both on and off the field as we get ready for the new season. Doesn't it feel good to talk about baseball? Feels good to talk about baseball.
Well, baseball I'm not really a fan of, but I love spring, so I'm very excited to talk about spring.
All right, some of the more dramatic changes include a universal designed hitter, a three-batter minimum for pitchers, and a 20-second pitch clock. Move the game along. Other proposals include a trade deadline before the All-Star break, expansion of rosters to 26 players with a 12-pitcher minimum, draft benefits for winning teams and penalties for losing teams, regulations that would allow two-sport amateurs to sign major league deals, plus study to lower the mound. Yeah, I've heard this for years. The mound is too high. Let's move it down. Let's dig the hole deeper so that the pitcher is down almost at the same level as the batter.
Which is probably how it started, right? Baseball in the day, I don't think the mound was that pronounced. Yeah. I don't think. I could be making that up, but I don't think it was.
No, they want to move the game along a little bit.
Well, it's so slow and it's so long. And ticket sales have been affected, too, because people don't have 7 hours to devote to a baseball game.
It's in a baseball game. Collective bargaining agreement doesn't expire until 2021. Major League Baseball and the Players Association agreeing to revise a lot of things in the last couple of years, actually, including an amendment last year that limited the number of mound visits to 6 per game.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That really slows the game.
Oh, my gosh.
They sit there and talk, and maybe not even
about the game. It's just like...
What'd you have for dinner? I had fettuccine Alfredo last night for dinner. What'd you have?
Right.
TV news. ABC renewing 5-hit series, The Good Doctor, Million Little Things, Shark Tank. Those are all good shows. Shark Tank, I like it. Season 11. The Sharks are Mark Cuban, Barbara Corcoran, Lori Grenier. Is that how you pronounce her last name? Grenier? I think it is.
I think so, yeah.
Robert Hejovic, Damon John, and Kevin O'Leary.
Mr. Wonderful.
Mr. Wonderful, right, exactly. A Million Little Things comes from season. This is about the time of year when they start talking about renewals for next year, so ABC's first in that line. All right, got any news or views, Victoria, on TV shows that are up for viewing tonight?
Yeah, so there's some new stuff tonight. If you're interested in Grey's Anatomy on ABC at 8 p.m., that's a brand new episode tonight. There's a new Supernatural on the CW, also at 8. On CBS, there's the brand new episode of The Big Bang Theory. Now, this is the final season for that show, and that is followed by Young Sheldon. That's another brand new episode. And then
Young Sheldon. I confuse Modern Family and The Big Bang. I don't know why. And we were talking, I think, yesterday about Modern Family being renewed.
That got
Most people
one last
didn't
season.
Think it's another season, but Big Bang is out no matter what, right?
Big Bang is done, yes. Okay. I think they've already finished filming, even.
Well, Big Bang has been banged, as it were.
Yes. And so, brand new Big Brother, Celebrity Edition, if you've been following any of that, so the celebrities are still in the house. And brand new Brooklyn Nine-Nine on NBC at 9 p.m. tonight, and that's, of course, the show that was basically revamped and revived for NBC after it got canceled by Fox. And then in the reality world, there's a brand new episode of Swamp People. And if you're into Swamp People, then, hey, why not? And there's also a new episode of A Million Little Things tonight at 9 p.m. on ABC.
So who is the first Masked Singer, Kara, to be dumped?
I think it was Antonio Brown from the Steelers, wasn't it?
It was.
Was it? I thought
it was Antonio Brown, then Terry Bradshaw. And then Tori Spelling was last week, and then last night was, should I say it?
Why not?
Ricky Lake.
Oh, which one was Ricky Lake?
She was the Raven.
Ah, very interesting.
Oh, my God, look at that outfit she was wearing. Oof.
That is such a fun show. Monster is so confusing, Kara. Last night, they gave more clues about Monster. I think it's definitely a sportscaster, but we don't know who.
Okay, well, I will do some more research because obviously that was not my guess. I'm thinking T-Pain.
These outfits are awful.
Oh my God.
Well, they're in costume, so you can't see who they are.
Ugly. Yeah, look at the outfit, the Raven outfit.
Oh my God, you are so disgusted by the weirdest things.
Sorry. Thank you.
He saw too many monster movies as a kid, and it stuck with him all these years.
10 before the hour on the DJV program.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my curled feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Tech Talk time now at 53 after the hour. For me, Tech Talk is talking about what's on Facebook. That's Tech Talk for me, Victoria. Mm-hmm. That's what I got here. Just looking at a post on Warren Eckstein's Facebook page. We'll put it on the DJV show page about his being on the program. He's here every week. He's actually got a commentary every day. And the question was, would you stay in a relationship or friendship with somebody because you like the other person's pet? Which is a great question. Check it out. All right. Meanwhile, back at the ranch here, Google is emailing owners of its Nest security. Why would that be, Victoria?
Well, in the past couple of weeks, we've talked about Nest security cameras having been breached. And so now Google, which owns Nest, is kind of, they're a little late on this, to be honest, but they're finally admitting that, yes, there is a problem. Now, what happened is the different breaches that we've seen, strangers have been able to hijack someone's Nest cam, and they've been able to control it. They've been able to hack into the login and the password. They've been able to spy on people in their house. There was a North Korean nuclear threat that came through that was basically just a hoax, but it freaked out an entire family in California for a while. There have been white hat hackers, those are sort of the good guys, and they have logged into these cameras as well and have alerted the owners saying, hey, look, you know, all I know is I know your password that you used on a different website and you also used it to log into your Nest cam, and this is how I'm able to break into your entire system. So Google wants everybody to know. Woo. You really, and we keep saying this, but it is so true, you really have to pick a better password and enable two-factor authentication, which basically sends you a code. If someone's trying to log in, it will send you a code to your phone to say, hey, someone's trying to log into your account. Is this really you? And so you use that code on your phone to enter it in if it is really you. If it's not, then you know someone's trying to hack in. And so the thing is, this isn't even really Google's fault, because the security on Nest isn't breached. It's just the fact that people are so dumb and they keep using the same password on every website that all that matters, if one website got hacked and you use 1234 password or whatever password 123, everyone does that. This is why this is a big issue. So many people do this. If you use that password any other time, and if it's been hacked into, that's it. All of your accounts are hacked. And now all of your username and password and all of the info, everything is now vulnerable. So Google says you have to stop doing that. Use a password manager. We just talked about a Google Chrome extension yesterday that checks your passwords for you. And turn on the two-factor authentication. It's one extra step, but it makes all the difference in security. So please be very, very careful. This is not just a problem with Nest. If you have a Ring, any one of these at-home, you know, security camera app-enabled things, you're all vulnerable. So please be very, very careful.
Very careful. All right. The mattress brand Casper is expanding from bedding to lighting. Let's figure out how that fits into technology news.
The Geek Out.
The bedtime brand Casper has impressively built a business around direct-to-consumer sales of mattresses, pillows, and bedding. Now it's looking to expand and have unveiled the Casper Glow Light. Now, the idea of lighting being used as an aid for better sleep isn't new, and with the Glow Light, its purpose is simple. At bedtime, you flip it on to supply a proper level and color of light, and what follows is a short period of dimming, supposedly lulling the user to sleep. And at a preset time in the morning, the process goes in reverse, brightening slowly to gently waken the now presumably properly rested owner. Of course, this is all managed through an app on your phone, and it's battery powered. The Casper Glow Light is $90 and available now at Casper.com.
Do you think it's okay to drive stoned? The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Stop kidding yourself. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI.
All right, let's see. Here's a warning, I guess, of sorts. Another one, Victoria. Yep. Stop posting pictures of your boarding pass, you morons. You were just telling people, okay, I'm leaving. Come rob my house.
Well, this is even worse than that. And, yes, that is true. It is telling people you're not home. But as tempting as it might be to brag about getting away to a tropical vacation, so many people are posting pictures of their boarding pass. And the problem is there's a 6-digit code that's printed on both your boarding pass and your luggage ticket. It's called a passenger name record, PNR. Hackers, if they see this in a picture, they can now take the PNR. And just by even guessing PNRs, some experts have been saying that they are able to access personal data, change contact details of customers, because airlines don't really have very good security on their websites. That's one thing you all should know in case you didn't already. So basically, if someone gets access to your PNR, they can steal your flight, they can take your frequent flyer miles.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.